The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings. And it's a wonderful thing to come together in community, even in the many varied places that we are today, and to come together for a common purpose and for common exploration is a wonderful thing, and I thank you for being here. And the theme for this meditation is could be called samadhi, often translated as concentration. But one of the ways I translate samadhi is unification. And the word samadhi, the etymology of it, could mean gathering together, coming together of things. And there's a long tradition that meditation is a time to unify all the disparate parts of ourselves. And we begin most broadly in unifying body and mind. Our body is always in the present moment. Our mind can, you know, is always in the present moment as well, but it's not where our focus is. The mind's preoccupation can be with the past, with the future, with fantasy, with things that are happening in other places right now. And the mind often is not really here and now in the same place as the body. In the meditation, we're bringing them together, and it's really the task of bringing the mind to the body. And so unifying or harmonizing these two. And rather than being oppositional to anything happens, or maybe even getting rid of something or feeling distraught at what we're experiencing here, the process of unification maybe is represented by the expression, and we can tell ourselves, this too will be included. This too will be included in the awareness. And so what's the field for unification is the awareness. It doesn't mean that we think everything is good and wonderful. We can have thoughts which are kind of deleterious. But there's an art to not opposing them in meditation, but including them in such a way that this too is included without believing them or picking them up or pushing them away. If there's pain, there's an art to including this. This too has to be included, as opposed to tensing against it and struggling against it. Now, this process of unification, of course, needs to be done wisely. We're not expected to sit, meditate with things which are harmful and to ourselves. But that's the direction, is the bringing together, harmonizing, unifying, gathering together. And so you might, on this sitting that we're doing, use the phrase, this too, as opposed to, not this, oh no. This too I can hold in awareness. This too is recognized and known. And sometimes it just takes a few moments to recognize and know something. And then it doesn't have to necessarily go away. It might be fine to let it recede to the periphery. Can be in the part of the whole on the edges, and we go to the center, and perhaps your center can be the breathing that is at the center of all things, that holds all things, that breathes through all things, that supports the mind to be in the present moment, and supports the mind to not wander off too easily because it's rooted, it's anchored in the breathing, in the body. So to take a posture, and one of the expressions around postures is to compose yourself around a posture that is holistic. Compose yourself in your meditation posture. Maybe spend some time kind of moving around, wiggling a little bit, swaying a little bit, and kind of finding a balance upon which to be composed in the body. And because the eyes, if they're open, easily pull into thinking and looking at things that pull us away. It's a long tradition of closing the eyes when we meditate. Partly so the inner eyes can be focused here and now in this body. And then to begin this process of unifying the mind and body, give it with direction, with instructions from your mind. Let your body breathe deeply, taking some deep inhales and long exhales. And this directedness, this instructions from the mind to the body, to do something consciously this way is the beginning of this process of bringing together the mind and the body. So a reminder to the mind, there is a body here. Let's stay here and feel it and know it. And as you let go, as you exhale, relax into your body. And part of the unification process is to unify the whole body. So the whole body wakes up. And that's a process. You don't have to do it right away. But we're letting awareness tune into the vitality of the living body. And letting your breathing return to normal. And for the next few exhales, to continue to bring the mind into the domain of the body. Every exhale, see if you can let go of your thoughts. And as you let go of them, to settle more into your body. Let go into your body. And to be simple, simple and relaxed, aware of the body breathing, letting the body breathe itself, and the mind gives itself instruction. Instructions to the mind is, rest gently, tenderly with the breathing, with the body breathing. And whatever happens as we're sitting here, it takes you away from the breathing, no matter what it is. You might say to yourself, this too is included. A good way to make this a process of unification is whatever takes you away from the breathing, as you recognize it, see if you can feel how it feels in your body. How does the body experience this thing? If it's sound, how is that heard in the ears? If it's thinking, that's strong enough. How does that feel? How does that felt in your body and your muscles and the energetics, agitation of your mind? If it's an emotion, where does it live in your body? Referring everything to the body is a part of the unification process. And the more you can be in your body to include all things, the easier it is for awareness to also include all things within it peacefully, with no opposition, just being aware, with no picking anything up, just being aware. Aware in a unified field of body and mind. To say this too is to include your experience in a way that is opening at the same time it is as it is quieting. Quieting the thinking mind as the awareness becomes more inclusive, more open. The awareness is more sensitive. saying this too, and then being very quiet, so you better feel and experience what you've opened up to. Appreciating this quiet, attentive, inclusive way of being. What is it that you can include? What is it that you can say this to? That you're ignoring? That would help you feel more unified, more complete, more inclusive. Inclusive in a way that allows you to settle. This too has space here. One way of talking about unification, this too is included, is that the practice is making room to hold everything, to make room for everything in our hearts. The heart, this heart that can hold and attend to and care for without necessarily acting or believing or condoning everything, but it can hold everything in its embrace. And as we come to the end of this sitting, may this movement towards unification, towards inclusion, mean that we aspire to hold everyone in our hearts. To unify the whole world in the care and kindness, friendliness of our hearts. Our hearts do have room for everyone. And it's easier to do so if you've made room for everything about yourself. So that anger and frustration and greed and disappointment don't close the heart down, but rather all those, when they occur, we make room for them too. And the greater the room, the more our freedom and peace will be. And the greater the gift we have to the world. It's a wonderful thing for people to know that we include them in our good wishes and our hearts, that we don't banish anyone. At least in our hearts, we're willing to be present and open and friendly to anyone. Our minds might have some wisdom about that, how to do that effectively and safely. But may it be, as we end this meditation, that we aspire to have room for everyone in our hearts, and in doing so, to wish for the welfare and happiness of all beings, that can only be realized when we come together in a kind of unity, in a kind of unity of goodwill. May it be that our goodwill and inclusive hearts promotes the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free.